The BVW Podcast presents This Week in Music History. This week in 1977, Lynyrd Skynyrd released the album Street Survivors. It was the last album featuring Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines, as both were killed just 3 days after the album was released when the band's plane went down in Louisiana. Lynyrd Skynyrd off their album Street Survivors. It was released this week in 1977. Now more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1976, Disco Duck by Rick Dees and his cast of idiots hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And to date, it's the final novelty record to hit the top of the chart. Also this week in 1976, Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life hit number one on the album chart. And this week in 1989, Billy Joel released the album Stormfront.
DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
Joel off Stormfront. The album was released this week in 1989. Now even more of this week in music history. This week in 1977, You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone hit number one for the first of 10 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. It was the first song to hit double digits for the number of weeks spent at the top. This week in 1965, Jimi Hendrix signed his first recording contract.
So, are you experienced?
And this week in 1964, Manfred Mann's version of Doo Wah Diddy hit number one the week Manfred Mann turned 24.
There she was, just walking down the street singing
Doo Wah Diddy.
Her fingers and shuffling her feet. singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on. To my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. That's how we're gonna stay singing. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
I mean,
well, I'm hers,
I'm hers,
she's mine,
she's mine,
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
Manfred Mann with Doo-Wah Diddy. The song hit number one this week in 1964, and Manfred Mann was born this week in 1940. Other birthdays for this week include Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC. He was born this week in 1971. Chuck Berry was born this week in 1926.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. Got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me.
Alan Jackson was born this week in 1958.
You can break the back, but you can't break the spirit of a small-town southern man.
Born this week in 1971, Cordozar Calvin Broaddus Jr., but you know him as Snoop Dogg.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like
Gary Puckett was born this week in 1942. Marshall Mathers III, Eminem, was born this week in 1972. Born this week in 1917, Dizzy Gillespie. John Mayer was born this week in 1977.
Your body's a wonderland. Your body's a wonderland. Use my hand.
And born this week in 1950, Tom Petty.
Ain't no real big secret, all the same song.
Petty from the album Damn the Torpedoes. The album was released this week in 1979, and Tom Petty was born this week in 1950. And that'll wrap up another week of This Week in Music History.